Now, we're more or less run out of items now, unless we have any AOB from anyone. You have, please. And then, Andrew, yes, please.
Chairman, my AOB is on an old issue that we have dealt with in the past. We've asked the Housing and Transport and Housing Bureau to come to the ACC and talk about how transport can help us improve the waterfront, and that there were many issues. Subsequent to that suggestion, with the ACC agreement, a number of our members went to meet with the Transport and Housing Bureau for an informal meeting. We reviewed quite a long list of issues that we believe are issues that transport should look into, because they're a major user of our waterfront. And it would be just really, really good for transport to come back to the ACC, having had the informal meeting, to actually start making a presentation to the ACC about their plans for the waterfront. I believe at that time it was Mr. Philip Jung who said to us, why don't we have an informal meeting first, so we have a better understanding of what are the issues you are after. We had a 3-hour meeting with a very long list of issues, so it would be nice to start having a response to that.
I do understand Mrs. Apollonia Liu represents the Transport Bureau here. You want to respond to Paul's comment a bit?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I understand that Mr. Zimmerman met with our colleagues, Mr. Philip Yong and other colleagues, earlier in the year, and there was a discussion on quite a number of issues. As a matter of fact, we have reviewed some of them. In fact, we have reviewed them, and we have actually taken forward a couple of them which we consider are viable. We would be happy to brief the committee if you think it's useful.
Okay, well, so it may not be a bad idea. Maybe at the next HEC meeting, you come back with a briefing. Would that be okay?
Okay. I'll discuss with my colleagues, either with a briefing or a piece of paper or a paper to set out the issues involved and all that.
All right.
Okay.
This is some follow-up, Paul. Okay.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, if it helps for transport, we're happy. We have minutes of our, I think Andrew sent me a copy of his minutes because he was taking notes. We can easily, provide the Bureau with the minutes of our that we have from that meeting. One crucial issue that comes up all the time is, of course, that about on a bi-weekly basis, we receive a proposal from the Lands Department for a short-term use of a piece of land for car parking. And I think it is the issue is the transport issue. To mitigate a shortfall in parking spaces in the core urban areas, transport has always been used to, in the past, that there was always reclamation, so there was always vacant land, so they always had STTs for parking. As we are doing a good job, and the Harbour Unit is doing a good job, these vacant lands are going to disappear. And so the question is for transport is then where are these cars, but more importantly, where are those trucks and the coaches going to go, because it's not apparent that there is a solution in hand. But from the perspective of the ACC and from the committee which Vincent chairs, we constantly give the same answer. We do not want any more STTs for car parking on the waterfront, full stop, so stop asking. But they keep asking, so it's a point that I think transport has a long-term issue that needs to be resolved. What the shortfall is, we don't know, but there is an issue that needs to be addressed. It's a long-term issue. Thank you.
Andrew?
Thank you, Chairman. If I can just pick up on that point before I go on to make mine, because I think we've actually had a number of issues which have come to the table many times. This is but one of them. And I have articulated the need in the past for perhaps some sort of standard policy positions to save people coming back to us and asking the question and save going through the motion of getting the same response. I think it's the same on same on the issue of things on the top of buildings, lights we've looked at on many occasions. It's the same with car parks. We've made our points pretty clear in many previous meetings, and I don't think we need to sort of revisit them on a case-by-case basis. It's then for government to take that advice or not and to make a decision. And, I mean, it's not for us to make decisions or approve or disapprove. We've sort of set our guidance. My point now, separate to that, is really the strategic question We're coming up to the end of our term. We're wrapping up the task group paper. We're wrapping up the other things. The sort of comments I have to make and the questions I have to make is, what work have we got left on the table? We always had a long shopping list from the very early days of tasks that we set out to do. I remember very clearly the task of the Harper Plan Review Subcommittee we were looking at, and the HEC. I remember the HERS we've been through. I remember the idea of doing an incremental approach. I remember the idea of doing finally an incremental study or an integrated study to bring everything together. And we've got so far, but we're definitely coming to the end of our term. None of us can serve more than 6 years, so we're coming to the end of our sort of 6 year term.
What are you recommending?
So I'm recommending a progress report come review, and also maybe some sort of handover note, because we're looking from HEC to the Commission. So it's some sort of handover, some sort of...
some kind of a documentation of what we have done, what remains to be done.
Exactly. Thank you.
We have all along intention of, you know, summarizing, you know, what HEC has done for, transfer over to the future Commission, you know, that be some of this issue. I remember Winston was saying earlier, Winston said we have come a long way, you know, over the last 5 years. But of course, you can't really achieve everything, you know, over the lifespan of HEC. You still have a fair bit of work to do, a lot of work to do, you know, that probably will be carried forward by the Commission. So I think it's a good idea to document, okay, what has been done, what needs to be done further. Some of the issues raised by Paul and Earth probably need to be addressed again by the Commission, hopefully in a more systematic way too, you know, that we'll be given more power to do it. Greg, please.
Mr. Chairman, I think all the task groups and HEC Secretariat has always been doing a very good job in documenting what was said, what was suggested. I think the record is all there, but I think the Secretariat or the unit can only give the paper and give you the what was said and give you the record. But I think it is up to the HEC members in a group to say what are the emphasis, because that only can be done by the members of this committee. So what are our priorities? What should the commission's first task, second task, or first group of tasks, most important task, things that we always ask for and haven't got around to do it or cannot do it because of certain issues? I think one of the points is that we always said, but it obviously would not be so clearly documented, is that when we do make a lot of recommendations in Kai Tak, in the central new waterfront, but then when you get around to the implementation, then you find out that it wasn't quite as because nobody is following up on that, then you end up having structures here and there, and that wasn't so. It's the matter of that one important issue is the following up, and that's what to be. So this is only one example. We have to tell whoever is take over what we want to do as priority, and what we fail to do, or because of various reasons, and hope that the other commission with this perhaps higher ranking authority or whatever manage will be able to do.
Yeah. We'll have to write our own report card, anyway.
Maybe what I can think of that is that members can contribute. For example, in the next meeting, we some people will raise a few issues, and another member will raise a few issues, and then this will be the things that we think we would like to pass handover to the commission. In our case, we just mentioned the master DL plan is thought to be follow up somebody, or the commission thought to look into that and to see whether the connectivities to the Admiralty area will be sufficient and how the site file will be developed and so on.
Okay, so I guess the suggestion is okay. Members, you are very welcome. You are encouraged to write down, some of the future tasks and possible work scope for the commission, some of the unfinished work of the HEC. If you could compile some of these things and transmit to the secretariat, I think it would make the compilation of our report card a little easier for our secretariat. How about that? Okay?
First of all, we have to be careful not to give any impression that the HEC is to order what the commission is to do, because the commission will be appointed by, will be newly appointed. I think there are two options. One option is for the committee itself to compile a list of work which the committee would like the commission to follow up on. The second option is member suggestions. I think there's a difference there, because for the member suggestions, they might not have been discussed by this committee before. So there are two options for members to consider doing. For the first option, the HEC would have to discuss and agree on the list. But for the second option, it would simply be a compilation of the suggestions of various members.
So the difference is, the second option is just to list everything without discussion. The first option is to mobilize an official list of the HEC for unfinished work. Any preference, members?
An official list, like a proper official list, Chairman. But I must highlight one point. In our business, we do always the reviews two ways. We review the master, and the master reviews us. It would be good for the government to do the same thing. What have you learned? Can you make suggestions about how things can be different? And how has this worked for you? And I think. It's always, with reviews, it's always good to have reviews going both ways. It's a much more powerful tool to make improvements. So I would recommend to do both ways. But definitely, from the HEC point of view, let's have an official list. And if there is, in addition to that, some more colourful comments that people like to add for memorative sake, then, by all means, I always feel free to do so. And others may want to do the same.
Yes, Mika.
Chairman, I always ask my students to do a reflective journal after the end of a course to encourage them to reflect on what they have learned and how they would sort of like take things forward. So I don't know, is that what we are talking about, or is just about a list of work that we hope the future commission will do, or both?
My understanding, we're talking about list of unfinished work, not our feelings. So we heard some of the feelings, like Winston shared some of his feelings with us and all that. So I think all of us probably have some feelings, After all, we have been on this thing for, 5 years plus. So what are your suggestions?
Jenna, I'm not talking about just feelings, but we call it reflective practice. It's more like, a lot of the things that HEC has done, besides the tangible things that we can see and document, it's also related to processes, ways of handling things, working out partnership culture, etc. So I think those things are also quite important. And we hope that, will be carried over in the new commission.
Sort of experience accumulated, is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, we try to include that in the wrap-up report, the lessons learned, the experience gained, and this, hopefully it will not be a huge document, but a summary of the experience gained and list of the unfinished tasks. Again, we encourage you to pass this suggestion to the Secretariat, okay? Yeah. Yes, Andrew?
Can we set a timeline to get this done? I'm just conscious of the fact that by May next year we'll have to be wrapped up. That's our 6-year term comes to an end for sure. I mean, I'm not sure how. What was the intention of how long we'll go into this?
When is our next HCC meeting? Well, Thanksgiving is coming up, Christmas is around the corner, it's a good time to reflect, and what do you think? The end of the year? Okay? And okay. Okay. Let's do that. We're already in the middle of November, so okay. So you try to pass on your suggestion maybe by the first week of January after you reflect, okay? Right. Okay. Thank you.
Huh? Have you done me, man? You know.